Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is always Peter Mingles. We do this radio show every Sunday night with a great friend of ours. Her name is Jody Bear. Now, I got to share with you, when you're gonna write Jody a letter, it's going to be Jody with J-O space D-E-E, but when you're going to put it in a website address, there's no spaces in website addresses, so you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, and you'll want to do that because she has great information and lots of great guests, and she's got a great guest today, so I'm going to keep my glowing introduction about how great Jody Bear is to a smaller one so we can give the maximum amount of time we possibly can to her wonderful guest. But Jody and I have known each other for a real long time. She's a really good person, hardworking, super-duper smart, a lot of fun to be around. And I know, or I learned when I first listened to her, that my life would never be the same. And I say that playfully but also sincerely. She was going to put me in front of thoughts, ideas, people, products that were probably going to make a difference in people's lives. And I know that's to be true. So whether it's weight loss or health or fitness, or if it's related to a business as far as making money or different strategies as far as philosophy and all that sort of stuff, Jody is where you want to be with. So, Jody, thanks for everything you do for Building Fortunes Radio, and thanks for a terrific guest. We had this guest on a podcast, I guess you would call it, that we'll have available on different things. And Jody will tell you a little bit about that as well. But, Jody, thanks for being here and the wonderful things that you do. Back to you.
Well, and thank you for just hooking up with me, and my life has never been the same either, Peter. Now, thinking that we're going into our seventh year, and I remember when I said, so Peter, how do you spell your name? And you said, as you've done so many times to other people, Peter Mingles rhymes with Pringles, but you're more than a bag of chips or the container of chips. Peter, I just really appreciate you. I appreciate you giving me this platform, and I appreciate what you do for so many of us, just going ahead and being out there and being a part of just making a difference. And that's what tonight is all about. Yes, this is about our Gravity Ball edition, and you'll learn a little bit about this and more than just the bag or container of chips as well. But for those of you that don't know me, I'm Health Coach Jody. I'm just a girl from small town Montana. Yes, there was one traffic light where I was born. I was a classically trained vocal musician and pianist. I think it's probably because there was nothing else to do in Montana. But, hey, I found alternative healing as my passion. And why was that? Because my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer. I was a young woman at that point, at age 26. I was married, two babies in diapers, and I just became relentless on finding something that could make a difference in my mother's life, that could give her quality of life. And what she gave to me now, 40 years later, is still my passion. Yes, I was able to elongate and give her quality of life well beyond her 6 weeks to live diagnosis to 3 years quality of life. But what she has given me with this in her passing and these next 40 years is countless people that have had more energy, more vitality, more peak performance, over 800,000 pounds of toxic weight loss that I can say was amazing. But more than anything, when I had my own situation 22 years ago, because I was doing a marathon a month. I was running 60, 80 miles a week, way, 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 way too much. And I realized in my own way, because people think they're healthy when they do so much exercise. What you're going to see here tonight, it falls into that milieu that Karen Butler with KB Fit 2020 last year at this time, when she came on and showed us an easy way for maximum fitness. This is one of those things. So listen closely when Dr. Mark comes on. it falls into my saying that you cannot exercise your way out of a bad diet and you cannot exercise your way into health. My favorite quote right now recently that came into my mind and has been a part of my life now, that life is a milkshake. Choose your ingredients wisely and do it. Body, mind, and spirit. And tonight's topic falls into that, choosing that ingredient wisely for your own life, because the personal and absolute professional and life-changing expertise of what Dr. Mark Chavez has brought into here, or should I say, Dr. Mark Chavez has gravitated into with his gravity ball is unlike any other. I'm going to bring Dr. Mark on pretty shortly when we do this commercial break, but I just want to leave our audience with this teaser. I gravitated to Dr. Mark at Clubhouse. The very first time that I heard him speak, it was like 0.03 seconds. I thought, this guy, he and I are going to do something together. I just felt it. It was his expertise. It was his passion. It was his vision for health and his professionalism extraordinaire. It was one of those things that I believe was a meant-to-be moment, kind of like Peter Mingles when I was meant to meet you almost 7 years ago. So we're going to hear from Dr. Mark Chavez, his gravity ball, and a whole lot more after our commercial break. Back to you, Peter.
We're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Jody Bear, and we have a special guest. I had the opportunity to preview what we did on the podcast, so we'll make sure you guys know how to get to the podcast so you can see Dr. Mark as well. But this is great, and I love the story behind it because it started off with a lot of creativity, ingenuity, and the caring of another individual. So, Jody, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. And, yes, I've already posted our podcast on my story on Facebook. Hello? Are we good, Peter?
Good stuff. We're ready to
roll. Good. All right, cool. And like I said, I already posted the podcast on my story on Facebook. I will be doing the same on Instagram. So you'll be seeing a whole lot more of Dr. Mark Chavez when we're around. And Dr. Mark is an MD. He is an ER doctor. And more than anything else, Dr. Mark, I want to salute and honor you for what you have done during this pandemic and in this COVID era. I don't think any of us even know a fraction of what you have done for not only your patients, but for humanity. And you're one of those one percenters, as we have this one percenters club in Clubhouse. You do it no matter what. That really is you, Dr. Mark. I can tell you that it's, to me, is the most heartwarming thing. As he created his company out of the love for his father and the need to give his professional bodybuilding dad something, but now he is giving it and really creating a legacy. And it's just really is very cool how we're just bringing this all full circle on the radio show here tonight so you can hear his passion. You can see it on the podcast. You can go ahead and see it on my story, but you can experience his 15-minute workout. We'll be going to a Zoom link Tuesday at noon Eastern time, 9 Pacific. We're going to see the 15-minute workout. We're going to have it go live on Facebook, and then you can take it to your friends so that we can have fitness, the true measure of, as I've always said, along with working with Karen Butler, it's small, intense movements with intervals that are lasting fitness. So, Dr. Mark, welcome back to Building Fortunes, but this time the Building Fortunes radio edition.
Thank you, Jody. That was a great intro. I really appreciate all the nice things you said.
Well, you're very welcome, and you've earned every single one of them. And you're all that in a bag of chips. Just like I said, Peter Mingles rhymes with Pringles is his own bag and a container of chips, too. So there you go. So just tell our audience, please, about you and your background, if you would, please, just for a few minutes.
Yeah, I was born in Santa Fe, New Mexico as an only child. My father was in the military. He was a Marine, in the Marine Corps, and my mom was a secretary. So as a result, I got a lot of discipline from my father, and I got a lot of alone time because I was an only child. So I got to think a lot and experiment a lot. And so I got into making things early and experimenting early. But one of the things, as you mentioned, about the one percenters is I always wanted a challenge. The greatest challenge. I was always looking for that big challenge. And when I got through, when I got to university, I studied chemistry and music. I don't know if you knew that, but I was a performance major. And I studied classical guitar because I was told that classical guitar is one of the hardest instruments to play. So I said, okay, there's a challenge. I'm going to do it. But after I did that, the next challenge was medical school. And so I went to medical school at UCLA, and really that was because, one, it was a challenge, and two, I always wanted to be really knowledgeable on anything that had to do with health or sickness or anything that had to do with my family being sick, because if that situation, and it will happen to all of us, where we rely on medical professionals, I wanted to be as well-informed as possible, and I thought, well, there's no better way than being a doctor, so that's kind of what I did. I also grew up watching my father exercise. As you mentioned, he was a bodybuilder, and so that was a big part of my growing up, and it formed a lot of my belief in exercise and health. But at one point, because of my job and training, I lost my health, and I got really overweight, about 60 pounds overweight, depressed. I had no energy, and I really had no clarity of thought. I was just in a fog all the time. And because of that, I quit my job, and I just spent the next year focusing on myself. And part of that year was me developing a new way to exercise. Again, going back to the challenges, I thought it would be such a cool thing to invent your own way to exercise. Because not only is that cool, but I'm probably going to stick with it if I can invent my own exercise method. So I went to work at developing a products and an exercise method and kind of marrying the two, the exercise products that I was developing and inventing with the exercise method. And it really actually hit me that it would be great that if this exercise method and the products that I was developing could be used by people that couldn't hold things, people that had poor grip strength or had issues with their nerves or had damage with their hands and was unable to hold weight, and just like my father. So that's what I did. I went to work, and the Gravity Ball is a result of that. And so the audience can think of the Gravity Ball as all-in-one exercise device that allows the user to do over 100 exercises all in the safety of your home, office, or outdoor area. It reproduces all the exercises that can be done in a gym simply with a single device and a set of resistance bands. So that's kind of the quick and dirty of how the Gravity Ball came to be.
Quick and dirty and down. Yes, you married the two, the method, the movement, and the mechanism, because you created this ball. And I think there's a great story in there that I heard, that I made some notes when you were on our podcast just a few minutes ago, and why you decided to become an MD and what you feel, if there are any medical professionals that are out here listening, well, you can truly make a difference. Rather than just saying, okay, see you in a month, here's your prescription with your bottle of pills. I'd really like you to go into that just a little bit. Would you please, Dr. Mark?
telling people or advising people when I was asked, how can I be healthier, doctor? What can I do to get healthier? And the most common response that I would give and that my colleagues would give and that most doctors give would be exercise more and eat better. And once that person left, after they looked at me like, thanks, that was very informal, I felt really bad because I felt like we weren't providing value to the patients. And so I thought, why can't a doctor, especially a doctor like me, who knows a lot about health and fitness and studied science and physiology, why can't I prescribe an exercise method that will allow this person to achieve the health that they're asking me to? And so that's really the vision is, there's no reason that a doctor cannot prescribe an exercise program specific for each of their patients and their stage in life and at their current fitness level, just like they prescribe blood pressure medication or pain medication or any other medication. It's that time, you know, the world has changed and people want more. And there's no reason that doctors shouldn't be able to do that. So that's part of the vision of the Gravity Ball method is providing an exercise program that can be prescribed from the physician to the patient.
And from the physician to the patient to another person who's more empowered, will have better tone, better this, better that. And I'd love for you to really, as you heard me say on the podcast, I have a saying that says energy begets vitality, which transcends into longevity. I would love for you to just go into with our radio audience just a little bit about, you know, you mentioned how you invented the gravity ball. Obviously, it was for your father. What a great way, and by trial and error. But just about this piece that you're talking, how critical muscle tone is for longevity.
Yes, that's something after talking to patients, by the way, and I actually went and took a break from emergency medicine, not only for a year where I didn't work, but I did family practice for 3 years. And family practice is really what allowed me to develop relationships with patients and see them over time, multiple times as their physician, and develop those relationships. And what I realized is about close to what I would estimate 80% of the things that people were coming to me about in terms of health issues were really related to at the fundamentals was that they were just losing their muscle mass. And so, you know, talk about getting to the root of a problem. When I realized that, I realized how big of a problem that was. And then just like my father wasn't able to hold weight anymore, I thought a lot of these people, one, when I would ask them, do you understand how important it is to do strength-based exercise? Most of them said no. Nobody's ever talked to me about that. The ones that did say yes said, well, I do, but I have trouble holding weight, and so I feel like it's dangerous for me to try to use weight, and so I don't do it because of that. So those two things made me realize that there was such a big problem, and there was a lot of education that needed to happen. So really my mission was to start educating people on how important it is to maintain muscle mass throughout their life. Your muscle mass is your life bank account. It's your energy source. It's what allows your metabolism to fire and to function properly. Once you start losing muscle mass, your metabolism starts to dysfunction. It does not work. You get insulin resistance. And then all of these other things start to happen. And that's tricky because sometimes people are just weighing themselves. And they're not understanding that even if their weight is not changing, they're losing muscle mass, and that's being replaced by fat, which is exactly what we don't want, especially over time as we age.
Beautiful description. I couldn't have said it any better. That must be why you're an MD, Mark. Absolutely. And you know, the thing that that I know myself, I'm sitting here in my home office right now. I'm sitting on a balance ball. I have not used an office chair, gosh, since I first was introduced to a balance ball, probably 1996. I haven't owned an office chair. Won't, will not. Just pump the thing up because it helps. It helps my center of balance. I've used medicine balls forever because of being a triathlete. There's just nothing that will get your core up and growing like the combo between a balance ball and the medicine ball. But now I've got the gravity ball, and I hope that our radio audience can hear. You got to see the 15-minute workout and be a part of us when we do this on Tuesday at noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific time. It will be absolutely amazing. But what is the difference between these three balls, Mark? Can you go into that just a little bit?
Yeah. The ball that you're sitting on, that's typically called a stability ball. And that's great because it causes you to constantly engage your core and really be aware of the posture that your spine is in. A medicine ball was created really 2,000 years ago or more because the physicians at that time, and it was called the medicine ball because it was prescribed by doctors. And isn't that funny that 2,000 years ago, doctors were prescribing weight and strength training using a ball, a weighted ball that they call the medicine ball that's still around now, 2,000 years. So I realized that the medicine ball hadn't had an upgrade in over 2,000 years and that it had a lot of potential. So by being able to take the concept of a weighted medicine ball and apply straps, loops, Velcro attachments, and different anchor points that you could put resistance bands and cables and different handles and multiple accessories to, this medicine ball, now what we're calling the gravity ball, would allow anyone, even if you had inability to hold things, because the gravity ball itself straps onto you. It grabs onto you. Almost like a basketball player can palm a basketball, that's how the ball sticks to your hands, feet, ankles, and wrists. And so by being able to use the ball without having to hold the weight, you're actually going to be able to do much more, a larger variety of exercises. And the different types of exercises you're going to do are going to be completely different because grip-free exercise is a completely new experience. If you've never done it before, you're going to be in for a big surprise and a lot of fun and a lot of help.
Yeah, it really is a brand new experience. And I can say for my listening audience, I did my first, I've had the gravity ball for a little bit of time. What I've been doing is just using it as an adjunct because it's spring in Florida and I love to start doing all three, running, biking, swimming again. And of course my yoga, those of you that follow me a lot. But to be able to get up in the morning and to just go through some, like, as you mentioned, Dr. Mark, just get on the rug, get on the floor like a child and just move with it and do some static motions. As I was saying, and we were kind of doing, I was watching The Expert in You and I was trying to mimic you, which to the best of my ability, I did as a real newbie for sure. But what I've noticed is that area between my thoracic spine, which has been something that's been on my mind a little bit since, I'm getting a little bit older and I've had a lot of resume with my neck having three very severe car accidents. In all honesty, I can really feel that area getting stronger back in my thoracic spine. And what a great way to feel. I mean, and I would just really encourage you, listening audience, if you don't know where to begin, just go to gravityball.com. That's what you need to do. Follow Dr. Mark on Instagram at HealthMD is his tagline on Instagram. You'll see an amazing number of videos. And just like anything, when you choose to do something new in life, just begin. Just begin right there because you can see the difference whether you're 16 or my husband who's turning 80, he got done after a very long dive out in the Atlantic Ocean last week. He picked up the gravity ball and goes, boy, this just kind of took the kinks out. What a beautiful way to add another piece, not to mention the fact that many of us are exercising from home, but make it a part of your exercise routine. So, Dr. Mark, what would you say to wind, you know, just round out this radio show, and thank you for coming and sharing your expertise. What is your vision for you and the wellness industry with this?
My vision is to actually create a medical system that is based in health. Our current medical system is based in sickness and is a sick care system. So as my social media name would imply, the Health MD, I really believe that we should be the leaders of health, not the leaders of sickness. Now, we need both. Sickness happens, but a lot less of it would happen if we actually had a healthcare system that focused on health, that had a league of physicians that were trained to get people healthy. And so that's my mission, and that's what I'm doing. I'm starting with the Gravity Ball and starting by getting people strong and getting them healthy.
Beautiful. I mean, what a simple and humble mission, but I know it's going to be felt just like a California earthquake from where you live all the way around the world. I really believe that. You know, I know that you're going to just do an amazing thing with being on live and doing the Zoom. Once again, you can go to my Facebook page. You will see the link for the Zoom, if that's going to be easier for you to do, and we'll just go live simultaneously Tuesday, noon Eastern time, 9 a.m. Pacific. I don't promote things this hard if I don't know that it's been that strong to do. So as I've said before, life is like a milkshake. Choose your ingredients wisely and make one of those ingredients, ladies and gentlemen, for your life in transformation and optimal health and wellness. Make this next ingredient a Gravity Ball for you. Go to gravityball.com for your optimal health and fitness. You know that I live and I walk my talk. Jody's my name. Health is my game. Reach out to me at 800-820-0584, 800-820-0854. You can go to healthcoachjody.com, or you can certainly go to buildingfortunesradio.com/JODEE, and you can see this radio show and any other things that we've done. And Facebook is Wellness Coach Jody, and my Instagram account is @HealthCoachJody. But once I know Dr. Mark Chavez, as I said on the podcast, Newton may have invented gravity, but you, Dr. Mark, have invented the gravity ball that will truly, truly change the way we have longevity from our energy, which begets vitality. So I want to thank you for coming on my radio show. Thank you for your passion, your purpose, and your professionalism all wrapped into one thing. I'm looking at my blue ball, and I can't wait to get it back to it in the morning. So to be the best that you can be, always remember, just reach out and be with Coach Jody. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. We're going to make sure we have Dr. Mark Chavez as a guest, so he's going to have his contact information as a guest page. We're going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. You'll be able to hear this and share this with other people as well. We'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Mark.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.